A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Val and Tony McGinley with us on the line. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, Jer.
Now, we've a couple of queries to get to, and get your questions and queries in on any of our numbers this morning for Tony and Val. Dear Val, what do you think of a loveless marriage? There's no communication, and husband of 60 is living like a young person. He's out socialising in the pub 5 nights a week. He won't talk. He won't listen when I try and point out what's going on in our marriage. He says to me, the door is there. I'm not holding you. Please, what do you suggest? He won't go to counselling. I have gone to counselling.
Okay, I'll go first on this one. I would suggest that you take the counselling for how you can survive a loveless marriage. I would live my own life. To be quite honest with you, excuse me, listeners, I wouldn't be having sex with him anymore in case of what he's up to when he's out. I don't know, and I'm not suggesting anything, but I'd be protecting myself. From what you just read out there, Jerry, I don't think there's anything you can do.
Yeah, it's very sad. Like
your own life.
When trying to communicate, and for someone to point out, there's the door. I'm not holding you. That means effectively things are over, doesn't it? Or does it?
It might do. Yeah, or it might, or it might mean I'm going to live my own life. Tough stuff. You, I'm getting on with what I want to do.
Okay, Tony?
Yeah, it sounds as if it's come to some sort of an end. And if that's the case, then what I'd be thinking about is who owns the house, where's the divide of property or money, and that sort of
thing. The practical side of things.
The practical side of things,
yeah.
Because too many people actually focus on trying to fix what's broken and forget that there's a life thereafter. And it may be a good idea to have a chat with somebody in the legal profession or somebody who has knowledge of that sort of stuff and get at least a feel for what's going on.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be stupidly noble either in saying, like, he can have it, he can have it all. That to me is not just.
Yeah, putting up with the behaviour and just sticking with it out of some sort of a sense of being noble about it.
Well, if he's out drinking 5 nights a week, he's spending a hell of a lot of money. He's spending more than his share of the income to the household. And something needs to be sort of focused on in that respect as well.
Yeah. So there's a lot we don't know from this listener in terms of, you know, whether there are kids involved, whether they're now gone, what that situation is with you know, business, house, you know, how they've lived their lives up to this point. Was there one incident that led to this, or was this a gradual kind of a parting of the way? So we don't know a lot. There's a lot we don't know. But if it's gotten to this point, then something has to give, I'd imagine, Val.
Yeah, and I wish the listener all the very, very best.
But take plenty of advice.
Yeah, and take action. Don't be. I will say it again, listener, because I know someone who said to me, yeah, I don't care what he does, he can have it all. And I kind of thought, that's not just, that's not fair.
It's not right.
You know, so don't be acting like that, is my advice.
Yeah. Out in the pub 5 nights a week, look, again, we're just wondering, could it be an addiction issue, Tony? Could there be alcohol dependency involved here?
There could, of course, but it there's no sort of indication in the letter of that. And if that's not the case, then he's just escaping the household and getting out, you know?
Yeah. Well, he's not going to go for counselling, and there's no way you can make somebody... You can drag a three-year-old to counselling, maybe, if that's good practice, but you can't drag a husband, and that's good practice.
Yeah.
All you can do is take care of yourself.
Yeah, and that's the way. And the professional advice certainly needed, and great that this person has gone to counselling in the first place. Okay, if you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show on 0667123666. You can text or WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. Listener gets in touch, says, I like my work and I work very hard and long. I'm not married and I haven't got anyone that I need to care for. Each year I treat myself to a really good holiday. One of my friends recently remarked, in a sort of an unfriendly tone, that wasn't it fine for me to head off like that every year? To be honest, I was kind of taken aback by her comment. I'm not quite sure what to make of it, or indeed how we should handle this one.
Tony?
Well, first and foremost, I'd say, you know, are you misinterpreting the comment? Because unless there's been a string of similar comments that you're basing this one on, but, you know, people can be in quite difficult situations and just simply you say, like, look at you, you're living like a king. And it could be that, I'd say. So you're evidently oversensitive about your own situation. And it might be just simply a throwaway remark by this individual and not meant to hurt, as it were. So if you're stuck in the middle and you don't know what's happening, I'd simply say that, you know, at the right time over a coffee when there's nobody else around, in a friendly, and I underline friendly, manner, ask the friend, what did you mean by that? What exactly did you mean by that? And my guess is it's probably just like, look at you, you're living like a king.
And isn't it fine for you?
Yeah, isn't it grand for
and
you?
It may be no more than that. And as you said yourself, you're not married, you have nobody to care about, and all you're really caring about is your own well-being. So it's easy to be, as it were, you know, friends looking on like that and wishing they were in your position.
I
think this person has done, the friend has done this person a favor, because as Tony said, they're obviously very sensitive at a deeper level about going off every year on a holiday. And I would say to you, I would have slightly different advice than Tony. Leave it. It's done. It's settled. Leave it. And in future, if anyone says it to me, is it fine for you? I'd say, actually, it is fine for me. I'm delighted I don't have other commitments and that I can afford to go off on a holiday. And I would just leave it at that. But I would let the incident, it's in the past, I would let it go.
Okay, and just move on from it in terms of not looking into it too deeply or letting it cause upset between friends.
Yeah, that would be my thoughts on it. However, this listener will decide themselves what they want to do about it.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, if you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme, 0667123666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 300. We want to hear from you on the programme. We'll have more on A Problem Shared with Tony and Val McGinley after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, we're talking with Tony and Val McGinley. Get queries or questions in for them now. A listener gets in touch and says, I was in a supermarket recently doing my normal weekly shopping when a woman approached me and handed me a bunch of flowers which she had just bought. I don't know who she was. She said that she felt I should have the flowers and then she simply went away. It was such a lovely experience. I live on my own. I don't have a lot of social contact. This lady will never know how much her act of kindness meant to me. The flowers have pride of place in my kitchen table where I see them most of the time. I hope I can do something like this for someone. What do we think, Val?
Yeah, well, I would say it's not that I hope I can do something like this for someone. Do it. Just do it. And there's a phrase, isn't there? Pass it on.
The random act of kindness, pass it on. Yeah.
Yeah, like a good deed, pass it on. And like, if someone balks, fair dues, that's enough. Don't say, okay, I can see you don't want the flowers, I'll keep them, so. But we never know the effect of an action on somebody. And there's, I suspect, particularly after COVID, there's a heck of a lot of lonely people out there. Not everybody has families in Tralee or in Kerry, or have relatives in Tralee or in Kerry, or friends in Tralee and Kerry. So, like, never know what the effect will be. And I think what's lovely is that the woman walked away after giving the flowers, and I would say that's what you do quickly, like, get out of it.
Don't make a big deal out of it, kind of just do it and go.
Exactly, and don't kind of imply that by giving you the flowers, I expect something in return. Walk away quickly.
Okay, Tony?
Yeah, it's a lovely experience, and anybody deserves to have that happen to them and to do it to other people as well. But I'm going to sort of zoom way out from this issue, as it were, on a global level. And I have a feeling in my gut that the world is moving towards a bit more care, concern, charity, generosity, sharing. And it's been provoked by the wars that are going on at the moment and the amount of people who are moving. I mean, it's biblical, the amount of people who are moving away from their homelands because of war or climate change or whatever. And I think the world is beginning to move in that direction, and each and every one of us can, you know, just bring it to mind, you know, a couple of times a day, you know, that there are other people who are less well off than us, and maybe we can do a little kind act for someone. And what that does is it literally puts it into our thinking about life, about world, about our own life, about our everyday life. And it'll improve us more than it will improve the person that we might do something or give something to. And that's it's a wonderful human ability. I don't know, there may be some animals that do that sort of thing for one another, but it certainly is something within the human psyche and something that can be increased by use.
Yeah, I know someone who gives money at a cafe, maybe like say 10 euros or 5 euros or whatever, and says it's for someone like a mother and child, or it's for an old person, or for a teenager, or for a man or whatever. And I just think that's absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely, yeah. Really, really good. And I suppose it's just, we need more of that, I suppose, in the world, Val.
Oh, I think so. I think what Tony said there is so true. I think we need more awareness and more acts of commission than omission.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's down to, as it were, science. It's reciprocation. It's giving back. You know, reciprocal movement is like two men with a big saw cutting a tree in half. One has to pull and the other push, and that's reciprocal movement. And the world is totally, well, it's not totally, because there are people changing now. It's lacking in that sort of give and take. And, you know, by doing little things, it can build up in a society. You get societies who are very, very open, generous, communicate, and so on and so forth, and you get societies that are lacking in that. And what's lacking is more people being reciprocal, being charitable, generous, and so on and so forth. So that one little act is much more important than the act itself. It needs to be, as it were, transmitted in society.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, all right. Well, we've one query here we'll probably get to next week. It's Tony and Val. My 16-year-old daughter needs counselling due to family reasons, but won't go. What can I do? We'll probably come back to that maybe next week on the programme. But look, my thanks to Tony and Val for another great show. And Val, listen, you're stepping back from the programme. This is your last show.
I am, yeah. I am. So, dear Tony and Val, I won't be here next week.
It'll be dear Tony from next week.
Thank you for writing in down the years and for all the support, the Christmas cards and everything. I will tell you, like the last scenario, you have no idea what it meant.
Yeah, yeah. And look, well, on behalf of us here from Radio Kerry and from all of the listeners and from the programme, Val, thanks so much for all of the hard work and all of the advice doled out and all of the scenarios talked about and all people's issues raised over the years. You've done a brilliant job, and thanks so much for being part of it.
And thank you, Gerry, for you and the editor's input.
Okay. Brilliant stuff. Well, Val, thanks a million for that. Tony McGinley will be back with us next week for Problem Share. The slot will be continuing with Tony in the hot seat, so we will get to that.